So, as you guys can see here, we have YouTube lying about views, and this is something I wanted to organically show you after a stream. I wanted you to see it yourself. I'm sure you're seeing it now. There are two people watching, supposedly there have been two people watching, and these two people are hiding their views somehow and have been watching the stream for probably the past several hours, and well, really been watching all night, and the YouTube concurrent counter is completely broken. And as I start pointing this out, you see all of the confetti being spammed by the scammer that is hiding their view and hiding it on the concurrent counter. So as I refresh this, you can see the concurrent counter not functioning, where I'm hitting the refresh button and you can hear me clicking it too. Yet, as you can clearly see, there are several people watching. So this is where I wanted to prove to you that this stream would be viral, except YouTube is sitting here hiding views and locking the count at fucking one. So that's why they break this concurrent counter in the middle of the night. This concurrent counter says zero, completely zero. It should not say that. It should literally not say that. Obviously, you can clearly see there are two people watching the stream. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to refresh that, and there are still two people watching the stream. So the point is that this scammer is consistently breaking the concurrent counters that I use. Consistently. And there it is. They just reestablished it, knowing that I was going to refresh it myself on a hardware level. They just reestablished it because they are monitoring this device and know that I just opened up the window to reestablish the concurrent counter. So again, that's all that's happening. Just like I proved to you that if I'm on a VPN linked to the United States, it just says Russia at the top. That should not be the case. Our entire network is connected to fucking Russia! That should not be happening! When I go up here at the top, and I click my VPN, and I click it to be connected to an American server, YouTube should not say, "Are you?" after it at the fucking top. Period. End of discussion. Period. End of discussion. And yet, every time it does. However, this also shows you the IP address, so I can't show it to you. Yep, I have to block it out because they are so trash, they put the IP address of the fucking VPN right there in your face when you open up the fucking thing, so I can't fucking show it to you. But there it is. It literally says protected Americas. I am on a VPN in America. And YouTube endlessly refreshes to the Russian servers. Jesus Christ. When are you gonna fucking wake up and recognize that Donald Trump is attacking citizens? Donald Trump is doing this because he's fucking retarded. retards that actually think that you're using a VPN in America. You're not. You're using a VPN in America, and then they're connecting your fucking servers to Russia. That's what Donald Trump is doing. Because he's a fucking retard. So again, I am connected to a VPN in America. The VPN is not in another country. Why the fuck does it say RU at the top of the YouTube page when I'm connected to a fucking American VPN? Why? What are you fucking stupid? What are you fucking retarded? What are you stupid? Retards? Retards? I'm literally on a fucking American VPN. American! Retards! The person has been making my concurrent counter count as zero all night until I got on stream and did this and showed you this. And I had my... literally, this person was trying to scam it, but they couldn't. Yep, because I literally didn't have my browser window open all night. Nothing was open. And they could still do this. You're fucking retarded. You're all dumb as shit. You're like, oh, he's leaving his browser window open. No, I'm not, you fucking retards. Never once am I doing that. I am never doing that. What are you, stupid? Do you think I've never tested this with leaving the browser window open? Are you dumb as shit? All those Elden Ring streams that I did, you think that I just left the browser window open the entire time? What are you, dumb? Do you think I'm that dumb? Fucking Christ. Stupid fucking people that work for our government. We are on Russian servers right now. Our fucking internet is being tied to Russian servers right now. And especially when you use a fucking VPN. And if the VPN tells you it's in America and you connect to it and it even gives you a fucking IP address in America, it should not say RU at the top of YouTube's page. Why is it that I told you this, and I showed you the Google searches too? I showed you all the goddamn Russian fucking Google searches that would come up too. And your book is like, you're oblivious to this. That I was getting attacked, and all these views are getting removed, and I'm being attacked conveniently after showing you firsthand exactly what they're doing. And this is how dumb people are. You see the person hitting the fucking confetti button? This is how stupid people are. That they would actually think this doesn't matter. What are you, dumb? This is exactly how they're hacking everything. Fucking retards. Oh, yep, they hacked the edge verification thing. Duh. Oh, duh. I'm not surprised by that. Duh. It's not like Sifu's been sitting here telling you that this was going to happen, because the Donald Trump piece of trash fucking administration literally just hands Russia everything that they want anytime they want something. Oh, yeah, that's fine. You want to attack Americans and spy on them? Sure, go ahead. You need us to disconnect our hardwired connections and make it all satellite? Okay, let's do that. you want us to randomly have a war with Iran so that way we're involved in that and we can't possibly do anything about the Ukraine situation? Oh, yeah, okay, let's do that. All of this has to do with that. You're fucking stupid if you don't recognize it. Literally, I am connected to a literal American VPN on the screen that you are seeing right here. And on this same screen, I am looking at YouTube 100% confirming that, you know, it says RU at the fucking top of my page. RU. Why does it say RU? Why does it say RU at the top of my page? Why does it say this? Hey, trash tube. When I'm connected to an American VPN, why does it say that, assholes? And why is it that you were fucking censoring any time I type an American flag as an emoji in the title of a video? Oh, I have a hint. I have a hint for you. Oh, I got a hint for you. Oh, I've got a hint for you on why that's happening. Holy shit. Yeah, it takes a real rocket scientist to figure this fucking shit out. Let me tell you what. I can guarantee you Elon Musk is dumber than this. He doesn't know anything about this. Elon Musk does not know his way around a fucking computer. That guy is stupid as shit. He can't hack people. He's dumb as fuck. This is some goddamn fucking teenager sitting somewhere that nobody knows what he's doing. Because he's smarter than everybody else. Fucking retards. Oh, confetti. Durr. Oh, that's right. I forgot to type the confetti. I froze for a second because he was right. Duh. Idiots. Yeah, like, literally, again, and the look of the attacks, the way they look, the way they appear, they're incredibly immature. I mean, like, literally just not even somebody that acts like an adult. This person is a teenager or a young adult, and they're fucking literally stupid as hell. They don't understand life. They're just attacking people. And they don't care. Psychotic douchebags. And then meanwhile, Russia loves this. Russia's using this. So these, you know, these psychopathic douchebags that are hackers in Russia, you know, they breed that. They breed it. It's just like in North Korea, where they breed killers by having public executions if you're gay. You know, if you're gay in North Korea, you're just caned in the street. They beat you to death. So in Russia, all the gay faggots like this guy, they just pretend to be hackers. He's gay for me. That's why he's attacking me. But meanwhile, he's just masquerading behind what they want. Just like Putin. biggest faggot of them all. Now remember, we don't call gay people faggots. That's not very nice. But that guy, he's a faggot. And yeah, he's probably gay. So this is why his country hates gay people. Yeah. Oh, we don't. Yeah, now we're gonna stop the emojis because that's a little too close to home. Yeah, you know it's true. You know it's true. There's no reason for it. There's no reason for it. Why? I personally believe in evolution, that people are going to figure this out, so I'm just going to fucking say it. If you're smart enough to figure it out, you've already figured it out. Evolution's a lie. They lied to you. And I think they figured this out at a certain point, too. Men and women were not attracted to each other originally. That's not the original thing. It was men attracted to men and women attracted to women. That was the original thing. There's nothing, the Bible, literally modern Christianity and all these religions and stuff get it wrong when they force people to be straight and stuff like that. This is incredibly condemning to God. And it's stupid. It actually fights nature. Originally, it was the other way around. They forced us to like each other, men like women, women like men, because then the society would continue. Yeah. Like literally men were killing women and women were killing men. Like it is now. So the point is, You have to recognize, you know, like all men are like, oh, it's all women, and all women are like, oh, it's all men. Well, it's not all. It's just the ones that are too dumb to see past their own, organic problems of you know, I can't get over myself, and you're the problem. So it's just stupid, but the point is, that's what modern society did to people, where originally, that's actually the case. I mean, even if you research and you go back to Indian tribes, like Native American tribes and stuff like that, yeah. Yes, 100%. There's all kinds of evidence. And the only a lot of the reason that they even, like, the whole point was that it was for children for the farming and stuff. Like, it was literally for that. Like, human race, they didn't have enough to defend themselves or survive and stuff like that. They needed hands, you know? Just like farmers way back in the day. So, like, I promise you, yeah, there you go. That's true. Christianity brainwashed me into liking women. There's entire, I've actually known some Christian guys that would, they're blatantly gay, and they would deny it up and down. And Christianity just teaches them to lie about it and be happy with a woman. Like, I just, yeah, like, you're gonna go to hell or something if you're gay. Like, it's just ridiculous. No, like, you're being taught wrong. Human nature's actually the other way around. That's the problem. And if you're not taught that, you think you're awkward. You're not awkward. Whatever you're born with, whatever your DNA tells you is correct. Simply live that way, don't fight it. That's your human nature. Yeah, like, just, like, let it go. It doesn't matter. That's a good Michael Jackson song, by the way. Go listen to that. But anyway, you know, like, the point is, guys, we're being hacked. This is fucking Russia. Russia. Again, why am I connected? Why does it say Russia? When I'm on an American VPN. American VPN. American VPN. American VPN. Why? Why? I have shown you this already. I've shown you this before, but again, I can't show you. Obviously, you guys know I don't bullshit. You guys know if you're seeing this here, I have no reason to randomly lie to you about this. Again, it's pretty blatant. Obviously, also, if you can see that that's not an image, I'm obviously looking at my browser, okay? And again, I promise you, there are no Russian server connects. It's literally Europe. Hold on. It's literally Americas and Europe. That's it. I don't have the ability to connect to a Russian server. It's not even an option. Russia. Russia. That means Russia. That's what that means. Which is why, if I go through my feed is full of nothing but Russian-related fucking content. Like people in Russia and shit like that. Yeah. I am not in Russia. I don't want to see this. I think I'm subscribed to one Russian content creator. One. What is this? Why were you hiding the views all night? Yeah, like literally all night hiding views. That's my little alarm. Hiding views all night. Like, literally, I see one concurrent, one concurrent, one concurrent, one concurrent, 010101. All night, that's what the graph does. All night. And then as soon as I get in here and point out that he's been hiding it all night, oh, all of a sudden, right before I'm about to refresh the concurrent counter myself on the hardware level, the scammer refreshes it because they don't want me to do that, so that way this particular concurrent counter stays scammed. No, they're just breaking it individually. So, again, these things run off browser windows. Every last one of these stupid things is a browser window. That's all he's doing. So because OBS, Streamlabs, and all these fucking dumbass piece of shit streaming softwares cannot do it any other way because they're so fucking trash, it must be a browser window. This scammer can just endlessly interject all kinds of shit. Now, I know what some douchebag retards are thinking. Oh, well, just go into your page permissions and say no access. Oh, trust me, it's already there, retard. Stop suggesting and thinking retarded things and sticking up for the other person. How about you actually back up the fact that I know what the fuck I'm talking about? It's already there, retard. No access. What's your other genius reason why it's somehow my fault instead of the scammer? YouTube. Since that's all YouTube ever does. Oh, it's the victim's fault. They're a victim. You know how I know that? Because YouTube will sit here and not promote an entire channel. And then somebody is stalked and murdered. They'll be murdered. And then YouTube will suddenly start promoting all of their content, giving it millions of views after the person's murdered or dies. I just saw a guy talking on stream about how he was like, he had a terminal illness or something like that, and he was dying, and by the time you would see the stream, he's dead. And yeah, like, they're not promoting it, not promoting it, not promoting it, not promoting anything he's doing. And then, sure enough, that one shows up, and that one gets hugely fucking promoted. Just massively! Oh yeah, somebody dies, we can capitalize on that! Yeah, because again, there's no party there than to sit there and try to claim the rights to the... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what it all is. Them capitalizing on their literal $35 billion they made on advertising revenue in 1 year. And meanwhile, they make all this in 1 year. More than like any other company. And they're trying to cancel creators and not pay out. You know, literally just lie about my views. This scammer showed up right at the time I was starting to prove everything YouTube was doing to lie. YouTube is literally hiring this scammer to fuck with people. This is ridiculous. This shouldn't say this, ever. Yep. So why is it that when I reveal what browser I use, my browser breaks? Moist Critical uses the same browser as me. Is his broken? Or is it just mine? Oh, right. It's just mine. Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. They're sitting here doing this one off. And then meanwhile, there's some other scam they're running on him. Yeah, so that way, as I'm bitching about this, other people can't confirm it's something different for them, where I would notice it immediately. And for me, this is what they're trying to do to make it... I will notice everything. They're so fucking stupid. This is exactly what scammers do. I mean, literally just go to Eddie Scambaiter's fucking YouTube channel. This is exactly what they do. They create fake pages. Reroute your page to another page. This is exactly what they do. This is exactly what scammers do. They create fake pages or reroute your page to a different one to scam you. It's exactly what they do. So, you know, this is pretty obviously eye-opening. And, you know, let's talk about how my stream from last night. If you remember my stream from last night, let's open that briefly. Let's talk about how that hasn't gained a single view. They have halted the view progress at 1,045. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how TrashTube has halted the view progress on my stream last night at 1,045. And this is something that has been going on for quite some time. I have talked to you about this. Hey, TrashTube! Why the fuck do you do this? My chat isn't loading. Why the fuck do you have this so that I can't close fucking chat until it loads? Are you fucking stupid? That is so goddamn dumb. I should be able to close chat before it opens. What, you fucking dumb? Oh, the X button has to load. Jesus Christ. So endlessly, YouTube, is this fucking trash? Yep, look at this. 1,045. Completely halted. 1,045. Yep. 1,045, completely halted. 1,045. That's what it's been at. Yep. Posted at that. Has not gained a single view. They're just lying. Just like that other stream that was the day, that was the stream prior to that, and we had 1,015, I think it was. It was just a placeholder. And then as soon as they finished processing the stream, it's stuck at 30 now. Now it's just literally halted at 30. They removed, yep, and look at somebody spamming the laugh emoji. They think that's really funny. So, I already talked about this, you guys know, we've already actually, like, discussed this. But, you know, like, this is the sort of thing where, if we even just go through the channel here, there it is. Oh, hey, look! One like went to zero! One like went to zero! Oh, wow! Imagine that! One like went to zero! Oh wow, we had five likes, five went down to three went down to two went down to one, and now it's zero! Oh wow, right after I show you my YouTube subscriptions! Okay, let's look at that! Wow guys, look, I have a bunch of YouTube subscriptions! I'm subscribed to all kinds of fucking people! Holy goddamn fucking shit! Jesus fucking Christ. Thirty views. And again, it's locked there. It hasn't gained a single view since they locked it at 30. You can't even give it a view now. If I were to sit here and try to give it a view now, it ain't gonna happen. It's just locked. 30. Yep, it ain't gonna happen. 30 views. There it is. 30. Oh, hey, look. YouTube is so fucking trash. I'm waiting for the chat just to close it. YouTube is so trash. I'm waiting for the chat just to close it. Jesus fucking Christ. So, this is garbage. This is literal fucking garbage. 30 views, completely fucking halted. Yeah, they're not allowed to comment. Yeah, I know. And I don't even have subscriber mode on the chat today, as you can see. Yeah, literally it's not even turned on. YouTube removes people's likes, they remove views, they're lying about it. So, this person is telling me they have friends at college who also watch me, and for some reason they aren't allowed to comment despite being subscribed for over a month. And what that means is they're talking about my subscriber mode only. Usually I have subscriber mode only on. And so here's the thing. How many of you watch these streams and when you watch them they don't work? YouTube doesn't play them for you. Yeah, that's because I harass YouTube when they do this. They shouldn't be doing this. Look how much that should stream ahead. It's not doing it, is it? Yeah, this scammer is causing this. Now, again, as you can see, I'm not having an issue because I hold YouTube accountable and I am going to sue the fucking shit out of this platform. So, as I'm documenting that they're doing this, I can't document it because they're not allowing it to happen to me, knowing that I'm documenting it with a lawsuit documenting all this fraud that they're committing. So, if you see here, let me show you. If you see here, I'm going to show you that I have, look at this. It's literally 1080. It's literally at 1080. Quality. And it's fine. I'll bet I could put it here. Originally, this is why the scammer, yep, see how it's streaming? Originally, and with a VPN. And with a VPN. Okay? There is no fucking excuse. And with a VPN. No excuse. It can work. And not only that, I am forcing it on 1440. It's not on auto. That is forcing 2K. And I'm on a VPN. It can handle it. They are lying. They are fucking lying. So if you have problems with this, it's YouTube intentionally identifying you watching the stream and starting to remove every last little bit of watch time hours you're giving it as you're watching it. And that just endlessly causes buffering is all it does. So, as you can see, no problem here whatsoever. And again, it's not streaming ahead like a whole ton, but it's enough for the 1440. And again, all on a VPN. I'm literally on a VPN. And it can do that. So there's no excuse. YouTube is literally fucking garbage. They can, in fact, do this. And here we are. Here we are on a Sunday morning. Think about all the church service streams going on right now. And, oh yeah, the servers are probably getting it from everybody starting. And yet, they can manage to, yeah. So, again, this is stuck at 30. You're going to see right here. See how we've been watching it? Even I didn't give it a view. See? No view. Man, like, literally, it's just blatantly scammed to not get views. Like, they just literally locked it at 30. That's literally all we're talking about. So, again, just like this stream was locked at a certain number, 145, there it is. 145, there it is. 145. There it is. 145. I mean, it's pretty easy to see. They're just literally locking the view count. And then, you know, at a certain point, YouTube's just going to start shifting my goddamn bitrate around on this stream. That's all that's going to happen. Or they're going to, again, just remove a shitload of views from this. And then lock it at a certain number. And then, like, my point was that they're not doing the in between. They're not removing the actual ViewBot views and giving me the actual views. They're just sitting here removing all of them, locking it at a number, and then it doesn't have any live views. It just has the views it's getting that are new, or they do this where they keep all of the like just again just an absurd amount that maybe was the right amount or wasn't. I'm not even sure, but it's just locked at that to never ever grow. And then one day I'm gonna look at it and it's gonna be at like 100 or 90 or something like that. You know, just like the other one was randomly at 30, and you guys know that it was at 1,015. Yeah, so the same person saying, my friends say the stream keeps freezing and then YouTube tries to recommend them Asmongold instead. Yeah, so, like, that's what I've been noticing too, where, you know, there was always a scam to get people to watch streamers that are pro MAGA. You know, like if they're pro MAGA, then that's okay. So, like, it's just brainwashing. And, you know, I mean, we already see here, you know, obviously I'm on Russian servers. And I shouldn't be. Why are we hitting the confetti button? Why are we hitting the confetti button? Yeah. Why are we hitting the confetti button? Because it's true. Because we're Asmongold and we're too immature to handle the fact that the system is being scammed for us and we don't want to accept it. And we're trying to throw shade on anything where we can't accept the fact that people have scammed the system for us and have been lying and you don't deserve what you have. Yeah. Yep. It has been scammed to help anybody that is a Trump voter and speaks out being a Trump voter. That's it. And I already showed you the evidence of me being attacked way back before the election. Streams abruptly ending. All while I was just simply exercising my free speech and my ability to use my stream for politics, as anybody else can. Yeah, Tectone talks politics all the fucking time. I can use my fucking stream for whatever the fuck I want. Asmongold talks politics all the fucking time. Moist Critical talks politics all the fucking time. Now, he might not mention specifically Trump, but he talks politics all the time. And I'm pretty sure I know who he does not like. And the number of times that I had a game on my wish list and this guy showed up playing it, it was a random game nobody knew about, and I had just added it to my wish list and he showed up playing it, I mean, it's uncanny how many times that's happened. And I think they're doing the same thing to him with me, where he's had it, he's seen me playing a game too. Yeah. So him and I are the two people that Trump knows he can't shut up and he can't do anything about. We're going to say what we want to fucking say. So for us, that's how it works. Well, anyway, regardless, you know, you see a weirdness with the emojis and stuff like that. And you know, I mean, regardless of anything, you know, we're talking about, this is still happening. And, you know, there's no... there's no stretch of the imagination where Asmongold is doing that. I have warned him that I think the people around him are talented enough to scam it for him, though. So, I don't... you know, like, at what point does the guy become responsible and start learning about... more about the tech that he's using? I don't know. But, you know, there's just, you know, again, like, I'm sitting on here trying very hard to protect people's personal information and stuff like that, and this motherfucker goes on an unblock spree every year. Okay? So, what you have to realize about that is that if you block people, you blocked them for a reason. Don't give them another chance. You can't do that. They will use it. They will buy their time and they will use it. You cannot give people another chance on this platform. You can't do it. If you blocked them because they were being a complete fucking retarded douchebag, they're going to continue to be a complete retarded douchebag. They're just going to hide it. Now, again, we're just talking about people that you can't see, that you, you know, like, I'm not talking about don't lose your friends, don't, you know, like, hate your friends and block them from your life and act all woke and shit. Stop doing this, okay? I'm not talking about real people. What I'm talking about is I'm talking about the platform. I'm talking about people you can't see that are using it to their advantage. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you blocked all of these fucking people at one point. You don't even know who they are. And now you're going to go through and probably they're sitting there watching, trying to do stuff. If they're a scammer, trying to do stuff to influence your decision. They got tons of accounts and they can influence your decision. So you've already seen what this guy can do to my chat. Where he has endless accounts, he can type somebody's real name and stuff like that. I already explained to you that this person is masquerading on Steam as my dad's first, middle, and last name. Yeah, he's just doing that from time to time. So, when this person can just make endless spam bullshit accounts under people's names, and we've seen the numbers, you really think that you should go on an unblocking spree and include your fucking chat? No, this is dumb as fuck. You include internal people, you do it internally with people internally, so that that way you can document and remember what people said at various times. Somebody comes back and they start acting weird, you can remember who vouched for them, yada yada yada. It's not a bunch of bullshit going on in your fucking chat. It's a stupid idea. You shouldn't do it. Nobody's gonna tell you that, except for me. I'm the only one with the balls to tell you, you have stupid fucking ideas, Asmongold. You're not a very intelligent person when it comes to technology. And quite frankly, you have shown not only that you won't accept new information, but you've actually shown that Trump's brainwashing bullshit will actually work on the correct person. That's all, you literally will kiss his ass, bend over, yeah, if Donald Trump offered to fuck you in the ass with a goddamn strap on, I'll bet you would take the offer. Yeah, I'll bet you would. I'll bet you'd be first in line at Epstein Island. I'll bet you would. Yeah, the problem with Asmongold is that he's one of the only, like, big streamers now. Like, everybody knows he's, like, the only one still supporting this fucking douchebag. And he's a big streamer. He is a big streamer. He has a lot of money. So, you know, just dumb people that are also rich supporting Trump. Let me ask you something. Why is it that when Moist Critical comes out with a video talking about something really, really good, it's really, it has an edge, good video, millions of views, Asmongold has to then react to the exact same video? Oh, right, because he's a clout chaser. Oh, right, because Asmongold is a clout chaser. Oh, right. See, even I don't do that shit.
I was actually going to react to the Afro-Man trial. And as soon as I saw that Moist Critical did it, I was like, oh, I don't need to. That's fine. I literally saw the thumbnail of the dude wearing the American flag suit, and I laughed my fucking ass off, and I was like, okay, this is amazing. And I watched it, and as soon as I was getting ready to do a video, I saw that Moist already did it. I was like, oh, fuck, I'll just watch his. It's probably funnier anyway. And yet, Asmongold does a video, and it's just, like half the shit's not even funny anymore. He's just disappointing. He says stupid things. He's trying to look like Zach Wilde. Because the only reason he knew of his existence is because he watched my streams. I know, confetti. I know. Yep. Some of the most badass music you've ever heard. And you're like, fuck. Now I can't admit to it because everybody's gonna know. Yep. This is exactly how Asmongold is. Now, again, you cannot care, and that's fine. You can just not care about it. Just like I don't really give a shit that Linus Tech Tips did a video about a jet, okay? That's okay. But when somebody does care, don't cast them aside. Don't say it doesn't matter. That's what's annoying. Don't not listen to him just because it's Asmongold. He's untouchable. You shouldn't do that. Don't do that. I wouldn't watch Asmongold. He throws lots of Nazi dog whistles around all the time. Yeah, he definitely has a cult recruit. It definitely seems like that. Yeah, it definitely, like, I would agree that it seems like he recruits cult, like a cult following, sort of. I mean, it's literally what I just basically said. Yeah, that is a cult following, where you won't criticize Asmon just because he's Asmon. That's a cult. It's the same thing with Trump. I mean, I've already told you all this. It's literally just a cult. Trump is... I assure you, he's not right about everything. And I assure you, tariffs cost us shitloads of money. And I assure you, he's destroying this country. You know, like, again, you can't just have a cult following with the President of the United States. Oh, yeah, he's totally... You know, He's literally randomly destroying Iran, trying to destroy Iran. He's randomly kidnapping the leader of Venezuela and shit like that. But you're convinced that this is a president. No, it's a cult. You will never criticize him. Yet if Obama did that shit, you'd be as racist as hell. Well, that's why it's racist. Because when it's a white dude, you're not criticizing him. But yet you endlessly sit here and blame everything on Obama. Yet Trump is the guy that tried to take credit for the stuff that Obama did right. Non-stop, too. Oh, why? Oh, right, that's what Asmongold's doing. Oh, right, that's exactly what Asmongold's doing. He's taking Trump's little method, and he's trying to take credit for all this shit that everybody else is doing. That's right. It's a cult following. And his little followers just act like him. Because they're goddamn children that can't think for themselves. That's what Asmongold is, by the way. He never actually owned... Asmund doesn't own a business. He doesn't own a company. That's not real. That dude has millions of dollars and bought into something. That's it. I actually owned a fucking business. I actually struggled through that. I actually had a physical location where I taught martial arts to people and had to maintain a sales pitch, you know, niceness, client-based thing. Asmongold doesn't have to do that. He doesn't have to learn how to be nice to people and accept people. He doesn't have to do that. His business, like, everything he sees is from a very narrow-minded scope, where he is the rich individual that just, you know, it's really not all that big deal. You know, like, that's how he sees it. Just like he thinks this is the greatest time to be alive, because he's fucking stupid. The greatest time to be alive, so far in our history, was honestly probably the 90s. 90s, early 2000s. No, like, most people acknowledge that. Yet this retard sitting here trying to say, right now. No, the Cold War ended. We were actually at peace. We had economic growth. We had a surplus, for Christ's sake. Until George W. I know, confetti, I know. So why are you so dumb that you think that this is the greatest time to be alive? Well, because you're fucking stupid. And then, like, he picks fights with easy people. He doesn't pick a fight with me, because he knows he'll lose. He will lose any debate he picks with me. He's not smart enough. So he goes after Hassan. I mean, Jesus. I mean, like, the guy's a target. That guy probably got bullied non-stop when he was growing. I mean, the dude's a target. What, are you kidding me? All I gotta do is watch his stream and I feel like I can smell the conditioner. Yeah, like, it's that easy. It's literally that easy. To make a joke about the guy. So, like, I just, like, it's kind of obvious to see what he's doing there. And he's egging him on. He's egging him on. I mean, like, come on. Now, I don't know anything about Hassan. And, you know, if he's using a shock collar, somebody needs to put a shock collar on that fucking guy. I want to hit that guy with a fucking baseball bat if he's using a shot collar. That shit. Hell no. So yeah, I understand that. But then use that. Why are you attacking him? It's just like non-stop personal attacks. Use something intelligent. And then these people, I remember they never let Tectone forget about how he thought World War II was like. Something ridiculous or World War One, right? He didn't know when that was or something, and they did not let him forget this. Like, this was really dumb, you know. Like they really called this out. I actually personally think that it showed his intelligence to admit that he didn't know. Because in any more, how stupid somebody is their willingness to admit that they didn't know something so they can learn the new thing. That's the problem. And he was willing to admit he didn't know and receive the information. So, yes, I think that he's smarter than Asmongold. Yes. It doesn't mean that he knows more about certain things. I'm just saying that that is intelligence, somebody willing to learn and can learn. And you guys know with me, I love to learn. I learn as much as I can. So, I'm gonna end this stream here, and, because this was an after-hours stream anyway, but the point was that I needed to get on and talk about this because they were hiding the views. It was complete bullshit. I mean, like, you guys see it now. It's, like, just saying zero again. So, I mean, there it is again. And then, you know, as you guys know, like, obviously that's not the case, obviously. Obviously you guys know that's not the case. So, if we just go here. Obviously, we can see that there are, in fact, people watching. And I'm gonna, there you go, there's me refreshing it again. So, you know, like, this is literally just a way for me to go in here and do this like this, where they're trying to get me to go in here and do this, like this, okay? So that's all, like, that's literally all this is. If you see, it's gonna probably, they're gonna start to try to fix this, probably. They want me to go in here. The problem is they want me to do it on the Russian servers. That's why they're trying to do this. So I'll obviously not do that. But, like, that's what they want me to do. They want me to go in there. I'm just letting you know that's what the scam is trying to get me to do. They're trying to get me to go in here on the Russian servers and maybe show you some info and stuff like that. It's just not going to happen. I'm not going to do it. But, you know, as you can see, that's completely, there it is. You know, and as soon as I acknowledge that, they refreshed it, and it's not doing it. So, you know, like, it's blatantly obvious. They were literally just trying to do that, you know, to get me to reveal some information and make a mistake and stuff like that. So, you know, like, that's all that is. Let me just refresh here. So, yeah, like, again, once again, we're still at 8 here. Yep, we're still at 8 here. As you can see. So obviously with, you know, like, all of the stuff I have invested in this and stuff like that, and
You know, obviously we're going to, you know, continue with our lawsuit here. Where it's blatantly obvious we are being stalked and harassed on the live stream regularly. And it just gets worse the more I call out YouTube's complete fucking bullshit. Where, you know, it doesn't matter if I report this, YouTube won't do a goddamn thing about it. They will literally just harass my channel. If I report something, I will get no views for weeks. So have problems with my streams. So, literally that's all that happens when I report things, and then they just do nothing. If anything, again, they attack you more. So, you know, it's the sort of thing where, how many times can you report something? You know? It was just like the asshole cop that I called when this person was doxing me initially in chat and making, like, death threats and stuff like that. And then I get this cop in his cruiser, and he's like, he's like talking to me, and he's like, yeah, but, you know, do you really think that he's gonna do that? Like, literally this fucking retard. I'm literally telling the guy that this stalker has been stalking and doxing and, like, endlessly, and has real pictures, making real accounts, and all this shit, and this retard actually asks me if I really think he's gonna do the threat. So that, you know, the cop can just get me to say no and get me off the phone really quick so that he doesn't have to do anything about it. That's literally, I swear to God, that was the very first cop I called about this. That's how he responded. And when my mom's car blew up in Walmart parking lot, and, you know, I was called being told that somebody set her car on fire, and I called 911. They sent nobody. They just simply became angry with me, audibly angry over the phone, sent nobody. And this is illegal, by the way. Even if they believe that you are calling and don't have an emergency, you've now called 911 and don't have an emergency. That in itself is a serious problem. So they're going to want to send somebody to figure out what's going on. They didn't do that. Didn't do it. Became angry, got off the phone. That's how Pennsylvania deals with emergency situations. They answer 911 calls, that's it. Oh yeah, and if there's an arrest warrant. So, you know, a judge just decides to arrest somebody. Oh yeah, that's fine. But, you know, they're not going to do anything else. So that's why all these police aren't policing and people are swerving around behind me and all that stuff's happening too. Because this state does nothing. That's why. It's because Pennsylvania. That's why. Just like I already pulled up that thing last night that showed you absolutely no update on an individual that was charged with stalking. Like, it was blatantly harassment. And there was no update on like, we have just no idea. And that's actually a public concern. The public should be very concerned that it just says, no, there's no update on that. So is he just at large? Hasn't faced a court date for stalking somebody? What the fuck? Are you watching him at least? You, like,
This was fucking 7 years ago. You ain't watching him. No. Something tells me this faggot became a cop or something like that. He's ICE or something. Yeah, something tells me this stupid piece of shit. Yeah, that I in fact, I can pretty much almost guarantee that's probably what happened. And they would hide that. They would try to hide it. And meanwhile, this faggot was never actually tried. He didn't have a trial or anything. Just open-ended, this faggot was stalking a female on the roadway with his vehicle. Could have killed her. Somebody else. But, no trial or anything, just... So, that's the reality of Pennsylvania. You got fucking Fetterman that runs for Democrat and then votes no on everything the Democrats want. Has this opposite vote to them, all while announcing he's retiring after his one run. Oh, that's not suspicious. How about you investigate that motherfucker? How about you investigate that motherfucker? How about you investigate that motherfucker? That asshole needs to be investigated. This fucking asshole comes out of nowhere, uses a senator position to make money, and then vote on something the Democrats don't want. Yeah, that's called terrorism. Yeah, that's what that's called. That's called using your oath of office for personal financial gain. And then Dave McCormick keeps literally saying, oh, I'm going to do something, we're ramping up to do something, and then he doesn't do anything. He literally just says that, and everybody's like, oh, he must be working hard. Nope, does nothing. Somebody type in my chat and tell me one thing Dave McCormick did. I don't even know Fetterman's fucking real name. Fuck that guy. Call him Dave. John Fetterman. So fucking general. Fuck that asshole. Such a douchebag. And then meanwhile, all this crime is going on in Pennsylvania. People are being wrongfully accused. Cops are getting away with crime, committing crimes. I see it all the time. They literally run stop signs, blow through lights, putting their lights on, tailgate people for the purposes of turning off. Yeah, just to harass them, just to rile them up. I've seen it. Too many times. And then I see cops intentionally sitting places to follow me around. You know, they're not there until I conveniently show up there, and then there they are. Yeah, just to let you know, that is incredibly illegal. So, that's the reality of kind of what's going on. And PA is a swing state. Donald Trump definitely, president cannot be president a third time. There is an amendment about that. It is against your rights as a citizen. There's literally an amendment. that protects you from a president that is so disgusting that he would try to run a third time. There is an amendment that is to protect you from that. Because he's already taken entirely too much power. And not doing anything good with it. I thought the Ukraine war was going to be over in a day. What a joke he is. Donald Trump's a fucking joke. Donald Trump's a fucking joke. He's a joke. He's a fucking joke. He's a goddamn clown. He even puts the makeup on for you. Is his tie big enough to look like a clown tie? Because it looks like it. He wears a clown tie. Is his suit big enough? Because he's so fucking fat. He needs a big-ass fucking suit to hide how fat he is. His suits never fit him. Yeah, he's a fucking clown. He's a goddamn clown. The guy has so many of his own fucking personal problems that he could never, ever, ever fix. So many of his own goddamn problems. And this piece of trash is your president. And you think that he's going to fix all our problems. This motherfucking piece of trash isn't even releasing the Epstein files. And that's the biggest of his problems. And you think he's going to fix ours when he had a mountain of his own? What are you, fucking stupid? No, he's hiding behind the presidency, retards. It's the same dumb bullshit Asmongold's doing. I suck at this. Let me just hide behind the fact that I suck at it. Should have never ran a business. You suck. Just like next time I run a business, I'm not going to inherit it from somebody else for them to pick the shit location to screw me over. I'm going to do it. Because that was a fucking shit location with no sign. And $2,300 a month rent. No, that was picked by somebody else. Because they wanted, they wanted it. It was an impulse buy. Because they couldn't afford it. Period. You open up your second location and you want a nice big school with an expensive fucking rent. Nope, you can't afford it. Should have waited till the fifth one. The second one, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. Plain and simple, you don't know what you're doing. So ridiculous. So the next time I do it, yeah, I'm picking the shit I'm doing. I ain't inheriting shit. Because then it'll be done right with an intelligent mind. And not somebody that's like, oh, look at this nice big school training floor. Yeah. And it's $2,300 a month. The circuit breaker box is trash. The fucking door in the back can't you gotta use a freight train to open that thing. Oh yeah, and then some days you'll come in to nonstop puddles of water all over the fucking place, you know, just because you didn't have a goddamn torque wrench to try to turn this little valve on a leaky fucking pipe. Yeah, so basically I had a landlord that did nothing except ask for his money. That's all he did. Did nothing except ask for his money. And then when he died, they took over, didn't tell me he died, and then just went, yeah, we're making some changes here. And I already couldn't afford the ridiculous rent. Oh, and then after they kicked my business out, they couldn't even sell that place, and it went vacant for several years until they knocked down the wall and sold two different units as one. Oh, suddenly the rent makes sense, and they got an entire store in there. Yeah, there's it's almost like a grocery store now. And suddenly they can justify the space. $2,300 a month for just rent. You know, some businesses pay like $400 and $500 for a little place like that. And they were charging $2,300 a month. So that's a terrible business decision. I don't need to tell you guys that. Like, any idiot knows that. But, you know, I didn't make that decision. So the whole point is that there are people that will just make completely fucking stupid decisions, regardless of how much they appear to know about business. And it will make or break them. And this is what I have learned, why certain people won't invest in certain other people. They think that you're like that. Just because they have dealt with so many of these dumb motherfuckers that give business owners a bad name. It's literally that simple. Alright, I'm going to get off stream. Off of this after hours stream here. Because it was just an after hours stream, but you know, they're gonna scam this. Like, basically, the point is that this concurrent counter, they're gonna try to, like, the point is that the next time I get on stream, this is gonna say zero or something like that. Like, that's the whole point. To scam it so that at any time during the stream, if they want a bunch, you know, like, all these people are coming in here, you know, he can break that. He can view bot the stream and have it say nothing and then steal those views as he re-uploads my content to his fake fucking bullshit channel where he's stealing all of my content, and then he gets all those views. Those views are then transferred because they're mine. Those videos are mine, not his. So that's why they're doing this, and that's what the scam is, and the whole point is that this is not new. These are ransom scams. This is exactly how romance scams work, extortion scams. Basically, it wants to get to a certain point and then hold my channel hostage, where I, you know, would have to pay a ransom or something like that. So I have no doubt that this person is trying to get to Asmongold, Moist Critical, and all these other people because they probably watch my content. So this person is doing all these weird things to make it go down to zero, trying to identify who's who. And meanwhile, YouTube didn't do anything about this person. The Pennsylvania State Police didn't do anything about this person. Oh, and they were reported to a Pennsylvania State Trooper. He was at my house. Would you like his name? I can give you his name. Would you like his name and badge number? Because I have it. It's right on his uniform. See, he probably thinks I don't have that. Yep, they do nothing here in the state of Pennsylvania. They do a whole lot of fucking nothing. It's sort of like when I drive down the road, and instead of fixing the road, Pennsylvania dumped a bunch of fucking stones on it, so that way all these stones are smacking against the bottom of your car, damaging your car. Which actually does happen. I had a brake caliper seize up because of a stone. That's expensive. You're fucking stupid if you think that, like, that's laughable. No, literally, little small stones smacking against the bottom of your car at 50, 60 miles an hour, that's damage. You know, if you're going 30, those stones are being sent out your tires and up against your frame at much higher rates than your speed. We're talking about friction here. I mean, like literally, these were stones, man. And yes, they do seize brake calipers as a known issue. A stone could get plenty of different places. Kind of like when my dumbass mechanic rips off the plastic thing underneath, and I want him to replace it, and then he goes, well, yeah, but usually people just rip those off when they break. And then I realize he's sort of a dumbass and wants your car to break. Yeah, he goes, usually people rip those off. Oh, well, I just rebuilt a transmission, asshole. And for those who know about cars, oh yeah. Yep, you got a torque clutch. You got a torque clutch. You got an auto clutch. Oh yeah. Yeah. Talk about, like, literally some of the dumbest shit. Laziest fucking dumb shit I've ever seen. The amount of times this dude doesn't call me when my car is done too is unbelievable. He just leaves for the day, and then my car's just sitting there all day. And they're like, oh yeah, it's been done for a while. Oh! So it's just sitting here. Oh! Yeah, last time I picked it up, the keys were in it too, so somebody could have just drove by and stole my car. Yep, they actually put the keys in the car. I swear to God. It was right next to the road and everything. Somebody could have just drove by and stole the fucking vehicle. Grand Theft Auto, right out of your shop, and you're responsible for it. You put the keys in the car. Yep, and then remember, this is the time where I picked up the vehicle and I was bitching about how they charged me $400 to replace a taillight mount. Like literally, like the housing for the taillight, I guess, he had to replace all that because, you know, he didn't know how to do it properly. So he charged me $400 to do that, and then when I went to pick up the car, he left the key in the fucking car. Irresponsible. Stupid. Liar. And not only that, the same douchebag that I said I never wanted working on my vehicle again, the same douchebag that gave me attitude when I went in there because I found out that he propped my hood up with a piece of wood that damaged the intake, which is why I had to go back in the first place, and then my prop rod I had found laying in my engine one day, just disconnected, laying in my engine. So that's why that was off. And this is why he propped the hood up with a piece of wood instead of looking for the prop rod or asking me about it. And then he didn't do half the things that I took the thing for. And then the point is, I saw this piece of shit working on my car with my regular mechanic when I said I wanted nobody else ever touching that vehicle. And I saw specifically this asshole talking to my mechanic, working with him on my car while five other people were standing around it. Yep. Yep. Why are five people at your shop standing around a car having a conversation? Because the mechanic is teaching them something about my vehicle and how to do something, and he shouldn't be doing that because I told him I don't want anybody else working on my vehicle, and he's using my vehicle to do it? No, you don't do that. No. Nope. Nope. No. And it's the same place that tried to claim after my wheel flew, like literally my tire almost, I almost flew off my car. Literally all the lug nuts were stripped, all the studs were stripped one day, and they're trying to claim that this isn't their fault. They're a goddamn tire place. This is literally what they fucking do. And it's not their fault. You know, they would have caught this. It's totally my fault. I need to bring the car in more often. And they were trying to say that it was like some sort of issue where the lug nuts were starting to get tighter because there was like, it was the way they designed the metal hubcap. It has like almost like a concrete center now because it's absorbing pieces of the road or something stupid like that. It's just getting more dense over time, and now it's pushing out on the lug nuts. So, you know, that's what happened. And, you know, I don't take my car there often enough for tire rotations and stuff. This guy actually tried to do this and tried to claim this. And I'm the idiot that kept going there. Yep, and now we've, again, this car blows up in Walmart parking lot, but the stupid fucking police don't do any investigating. They're not going to investigate. Nope. Who knows if that shop inspected the vehicle properly? You won't, because the effort of police don't do any investigating whatsoever. Yep, they will not do it. So, you know, you'll just never know. You'll never get to the bottom of it. And you can't investigate it because, you know, the effort of police illegally prevents you from having footage of your own car blowing up in Walmart parking lot. Which, by the way, is illegal. That's public footage. Walmart's not denying access to it. Yeah. It's the police. And then their excuse is, well, we don't do that. It's actually illegal. Yeah. It's actually incredibly illegal to do that. If somebody wants that security footage, you are to release them that security footage. Just like I can walk into any police station and ask for every badge number, every name, and salary of every police officer working in that station. I can do that anywhere. This is public information. And do you want to know what's going to happen? The same thing that happened on the body cam where the guy sued the entire police station and won because he refused to leave after they arrested him for being there to request public information. Badge numbers, salaries, names. Because I can privately investigate anything I want. I'm allowed to do that. That is completely legal for me to do that. Not only that, I can hire a private investigator to have that entire law enforcement investigated. Which is actually what I'm going to do. I'm going to have the effort of police investigated. And I can legally do that. So that's all I'm going to do. Because they didn't work with me. It's that simple. All they had to do was give me the footage. But they're blatantly not, because they're guilty. That's what I would assume. Why else would they have... What else would they have for not releasing the footage? What reason? Except that they're guilty of it. They set her car on fire. That's all that tells me. The fact that you are refusing to release that footage to me, I can't come, you're telling me I can't come down there and get that. Okay. That tells me that you set my mom's car on fire. Because it's public information. I can look at that if I want to. Anybody can look at it. A lawyer can randomly call the police station and request it. Hey, I heard this car blew up. I want to request the footage and get that from you. Yeah, you are committing a crime, actually, by not supplying that. So, again, I'm going to have the effort of police investigated. The East Earl Police Station's already under investigation. I'm going to have the effort of police investigated. And again, I'm going to tell you something. If I even suspect that a single one of these cops is trying to incriminate somebody because they're being investigated, I'll simply have you arrested. Because it's obstruction of justice. You can investigate anything you want. You have a right to find out the truth. You have a right to public information.